La pistola lo miraba fijamente bajo el manto brillo cromo de su veneno. Disparo repentino penetró cada partícula del aire, luego se cayó.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. It's December. Where did the year go?
It just flew by, as always.
But it was a year with a lot of great music. And what we're going to do today on Alt Latino is pick our favorite songs and albums from the year, from 2012.
Well, we're going to pick as many as we could fit on the show. Because there were some that, obviously, we would be here 12 hours.
Yeah, we could be here 24 hours. We had a lot of discussion about what was going to make it. I will say that next week, we're going to do a listener's pick special, in which we have outsourced and asked our listeners to send us what their favorite songs and records are.
And I bet you this song that we're listening to now is on the list. This La Bala from Ana Tijoux.
So, you know, I almost forgot about this album because it came out in Latin America in 2011, but it was released in the U.S. by Nacional Records in 2012.
Yeah, that's one of the difficulties of doing this show sometimes, is that you forget what year the album was released where. But in this case, it was released so early in the year, too, that there was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things. A lot of other albums came out that we were very excited about. But going back, got to remember that this one really knocked us out.
Well, it knocked a lot of people out. This album was nominated recently for a Grammy for Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative. La hora del deceso marcada por un beso del adiós de la madre perdida en desconsuelo y soy yo ver el cielo lágrimas del desierto y hasta la muerte se quedó callada por respeto. Angelitos de papel. Her previous album, 1977, was really introspective, and this album, La Bala, was so feisty and full of rebellion and commentary about all the upheavals that are happening in not only in Chile, but in Latin America. And, you know, Felix, on that note, I was looking at all these albums that we're celebrating today, and I really feel like in the last couple of years, we have seen a real resurgence, a rebirth of Latin American protest music. And I'm thinking about a few years back, Calle 13's album, Entren Los Que Quieran. I'm thinking about Ana Tijoux. No doubt, Ana Tijoux and Calle 13 are going to be seen as seminal artists in the rebirth of Latin protest movement. I'm also thinking about what's happening in Mexico with the Yo Soy 132 student youth protest movement and all the artists that kind of started to gravitate towards that movement. We've really seen a rebirth of Latin, socially conscious, intelligent music.
And as we said, there were a lot of songs that we could not include on the list, just specifically for time. But I mean, what comes to mind right now is Camilo Lara and the Mexican Institute of Sound. His album was a direct reference to the troubles that are going on in Mexico, the violence, etc. So yeah, I agree with you.
Since we're on the topic of what's happening in Mexico, my next pick for absolute favorite album of the year came in at the last minute. It almost didn't make it onto my list because it's being released now. It's being released on December 18th, so I almost didn't include it in my list of favorite albums. But man, this is like, this is a really good record. Let's listen to a cut off of Hecho en México. This is Tiempo de Híbridos, a cover song performed by Rubén Albarrán, and it's a cover of a guy called Rodrigo González, a Mexican folk legend.
Okay, this song starts out very traditional. It features José Bautista and Antonio Carrillo, a very traditional indigenous presentation. But the magic of this soundtrack and the film, I think, is the mashup. And in this track, when Rubén Albarrán from Café Tacuba comes in, the rhythm is the indigenous rhythm, the Indian rhythm is still there underneath, but then it's mashed up with this rock beat, which I think is flawless. It works musically perfectly. And like we said, the whole album, the soundtrack album, is full of these amazing, amazing, magical mashups.
Justamente en estos momentos en que la confusión reina terriblemente en la atmósfera, como extraños microbios venidos de otras galaxias que mandan mensajes telepáticos haciéndonos ver realidades que no corresponden con las dimensiones adecuadas. El profeta del nopal se presenta de una manera u otra y me dijo una noche de oníricos sueños y arquetípicos símbolos que tenía que recetarles por las trompas de Eustaquio a toda la banda estos mensajes. Maestro de la cactácea. Era un gran rancho electrónico con nopales automáticos, con sus charros cibernéticos y zarapes de neón. Era un gran pueblo magnético con marías ciclotrónicas, traga fuegos supersónicos y su campesino sideral.
I'm so glad I got my hands on it before we taped this show, because we would have missed it. The music is simply amazing. You know, Felix, I did mention to you offline that I caught up with Rubén Albarrán recently, and I talked to him a little bit about his new album and the new Café Tacuba album and his projects and about this movie and participating in the soundtrack. So there was this whole controversy with the film because it was produced by the head of Televisa, which is a very reviled media monopoly in Mexico. And a lot of people felt like they didn't want to see this movie or support it because of who produced it. And I asked Rubén Albarrán about it, and he said that if he had known who produced the film, he wouldn't have participated and made this song. He says that he was blindsided and he had no idea who was producing the film. And he was, I think his exact words were, it doesn't matter what the product is, it matters who made it.
I think it does kind of cast a different light on how you approach the album and the context of the album, because it does point out that sometimes music does come with a context that you have to take into broader consideration. You know, that is, I totally respect his perspective and his approach and his sentiments on you know, and looking back on the album.
There's a lot of conviction, for sure.
But it's at the same time, this is what's curious, this is what's interesting, and this is what's worth conversation, is that I think a lot of the music works. And in a way that presents contemporary Mexico and traditional Mexico in a very positive or enlightening light, because you get an idea of just where it comes from and where it is now.
Right. I guess what he's saying is that it's not by the people for the people. It's by this media monopoly that is telling everyone how great they are with one hand and with the other hand kind of smacking people down.
It's a philosophical dilemma. It's like, do you accept the film and the music for the message it's trying to convey,
or do you
reject it because where the money came from?
Right.
And it's a complex question. For some people, it's very simple, yes or no. For others, it's like, I got to think about this.
I'd love to know what our listeners think about that. And definitely I want to tell our listeners that they can comment on our Facebook page or Twitter. And we are having an awesome conversation online on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
Overall, that's one of the magic elements of listening to this music, because there are things to think about in addition to things to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on, let's play something from this side of the border. Let's play something from La Santa Cecilia.
What are we going to listen to?
This is from the great EP that they released this year, and this one's called Viento.
Her voice has, because just sometimes she sounds so sad and delicate, and sometimes she sounds like a fierce bull,
you know. And that is the ranchera element, I say. That's my theory, the ranchera element of her voice, because those rancheras, those traditional Mexican rancheras, can go from pathos to celebration of life. I mean, everything in between. And this band has been a favorite of mine since I saw them at South by Southwest about 3-4 years ago. And they're still a favorite of mine, even more so now with DCP, because now their message is getting out to a broader audience. They're an independent artist on an independent label. And that voice and the band is just stellar. You can't talk enough about this band.
Let's stop talking.
But let's stop talking.
Earlier this year, at the beginning of the year, like in January, we predicted that this was going to be a great year for political songs, but also for female vocalists. And I think La Santa Cecilia, and definitely our next singer, proves us right.
This is Déjenme Llorar from Carla Morrison.
He estado recordando los momentos que te di, cuántos tú me diste y por qué ahora estoy aquí. Sentada en el suelo pensando que te quiero, que te quise tanto y que tu amor me es necesario. Déjenme llorar, quiero sacarlo de mi pecho, con mi llanto apagar este fuego que arde adentro. Déjenme llorar, quiero despedirme en silencio, hacer mi mente razonar, que para esto no hay remedio. Oh.
Every time I hear Carla Morrison, I'm taken aback. It's like hearing her for the first time.
Yeah.
So she's up against Ana Tijoux for Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative in the Grammys.
It's a good year for her. It's been a great year for her because she won 2 Latin Grammys in the both Alternative Album and Alternative Song. And she was nominated in the Latin Grammys for 2 of the Mainstream Album and Song.
Right.
Awards, so it's a good year for her. And you know, here's my I was listening to this again, and here's my theory. This is why I think she's so popular among fans, but also critics. I think she is like the embodiment of the modern bolero.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because all of her music is down tempo. It's very soft and subdued, just like traditional trio, Los Panchos, all those great trio singers. And they're all heart-wrenching or they're celebration of life, but it's very subdued. And I think that that's her appeal. This is
the
contemporary sound.
Absolutely. She has a very organic view of sadness as part of enjoying life. Because part of enjoying life is also savoring the sadness.
Sure.
And she just, I feel like this album, whose name and the name of the song is Let Me Cry, is really about that moment in which, you know, maybe you've just been sucking it up or swallowing down your feelings, and then you just say, no, I'm gonna feel my feelings. We've been talking about the resurgence of socio-political Latin song. And a lot of times romantic song and political song have this barrier, right? You don't cross between one and another. Unless you're doing some cheesy heal the world stuff.
Right?
No, but really.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And Carla has really done both. She has been very vocal and penned music for the Mexican youth movement, student protest movement, the Yo Soy 132. And she's also doing these straight-up love songs. And some of her love songs, like Eres Tú, have a video featuring gay marriage.
Sure.
So she's really married these two streams that have traditionally been kind of divorced. I don't know what...
Well, this is the hour of Felix's theory. No, but I mean, but it's like, it's once you're sure of yourself as an individual, once you know who you are, and once you have a strong sense of self, then you're expressing these things like she does in her songs. You also express yourself about the world.
Right.
And I think that that's where this music fits in.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting, Felix, because so many of the artists that we featured today that have these really socio-political vibes started out doing something a little bit different. I mean, Calle 13 started out being kind of a gross out party band. You know, of course, they also put out stuff like Querido FBI, but a lot of people, much to their chagrin, associate them with like Atrévete and Se Vale Todo, you know, these like hardcore dance sex songs. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you know, we want to keep doing sex stuff, but we have something else to say now. And yeah, I think this was also the year of artists maturing. Oh, well, you were crazy about this Colombian band's release, and you found it to be very mature. This is Bomba Estéreo.
This is a track from the album Elegancia Tropical from Bomba Estéreo, and this is called Para Respirar. When I play this album for people who are not familiar with Latin alternative music or Latin music in general, they are knocked out by this album, the sound of the album. And they may not know what the lyrics are about, but the sound and the emotion of Lee Salmet's voice and the sound that the band puts together is very striking, and it brings people in.
And it goes back to what we were saying about the year of in which artists that we love really matured and looked inward and outward. This is Bomba Estéreo looking inward. And then they said so. This was a very spiritual journey.
You know, and it's interesting to watch these younger bands, because a lot of the bands that I've been watching or I've been fans of go back to like 1972.
It's also, I have to say, it's a moment, the one moment in the year for me to say I was wrong.
You know, it was...
No, because when this album came out, I was not so sure. It's an album that grew on me to the point in which, though, I'm enamored with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you in a previous show that I downloaded this application that's it's an alarm clock.
Sure.
That you add whatever song you want to wake up to. It's always from this album.
Right.
I wake up to this album because I love it so much. But when I first got the album, I was like, I don't know about this. And you told me to keep giving it a try.
I loved it from the first time I heard it. I did. This is one of the few times where, this is why I feel so strongly about this record, is because it's one of the few times.
You were
where,
right.
Well, no. times when I've listened to an album and just like, oh my God, everything about it is just right. Very few albums have ever laid me out from the get-go like this one did.
Oh, great. It's a great album. So, Felix, we both we've agreed on everything so far. We disagree on the next album. The next album I brought, we have some disagreements on.
Well, this is an album that I didn't feel as strongly as you did. You know, I certainly, let's listen to it. This is the song Panda. The band is Astro, and the album's called Astro. You're having so much fun dancing in your seat. It's such a short song. Let's hear the whole song.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it at the end.
I maintain my position that if I ever get married, this I will play Astro at my wedding. I love this album.
It's good.
I'm surprised by who loves it. So Tom Heisinger, our classical music blogger, stopped me in the hallway and he was like, I can't believe it. That album's amazing. That's the best album. He loved it. There's not a single song on this album I don't love. So this is another thing about genres and types of listeners that are traditionally really divided. I feel like a lot of times if you love socio-political protest movement, then you can't love pop.
Well,
like straight
not, yeah,
up
that's,
pop.
That's not.
Which
that's
is not ridiculous.
True. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of pop. One of the tracks I brought today is a pretty straight up pop song that we'll get to in a second. But, you know, I just, like I said, I didn't feel it. I'll give it more time. I'll listen to it again. I'll keep listening
Maybe.
To it. But, you know.
Oh, okay. But when I say it.
Well.
What about my opinion?
Let's listen to the next song. What is next on our list?
Next is Ilia Curiaki and the Valderramas in their big comeback. This is the album Chances. And I'm sure there will be people who will disagree with me. I'm not saying that the album overall is the best of the year. I'm saying this song, I can't even describe on air what it makes me feel.
Okay, let's stop right there. Stop right there.
Well, estaba haciendo un demo con tu esposa y así alcanzo el estrellato. Metiendo mi organismo para hacerla reír, porque su esposo es canal y sus hijos en fila que me aplauden a mí, porque tengo guitarra y porque suena así, porque suena así. Oh, oh, oh. Volando helicópteros en el jardín, ellos me vigilan porque yo tengo un fin. Soy el encargado de arruinarte el festín si se me da la gana.
This is one of those instances where, you know, you can appreciate the band for what it is that they do best. And you turned me on to this band because I knew the name because it stood out in, you know, in U.S. pop culture from an old television show. But I didn't really know the music, and you turned me on to the music, and you know, it sounds very much like, as I've said before, that 70s funk that I used to listen to in the 70s.
Well, this is their thing. And Ilia Curiaki and the Valderramas were a band in the 90s that I think they were just way ahead of their time in Argentina. They were kind of doing stuff. They were doing hip hop and funk before hip hop was so popular in Latin America. And they got back together recently. This is their new album. Overall, I wouldn't say this is one of the best albums of 2012, but I would say this song is just sex.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, and we saw them live at Vive Latino, and
it was sex. I don't know what I was supposed to say.
It was like they were just making love to the air.
Okay, remember, okay. My kids listens to this show, okay? Ya me fui, que tengo alambrado todo lo que te di, que ya crucé frontera. Porque ando con ganas de un sonido anormal. Convertiré tu cama en un parlante animal. Escucha los gemidos, baby. Wow. Ando ahorrando para comprarte una nueva que te vamos a patear el culo. Ando ahorrando para comprarte una nueva que te vamos a patear el culo. Ando ahorrando para comprarte una almohada que te vamos a patear el culo. Ando ahorrando para comprarte una almohada. Okay, from hardcore funk to hardcore independent artist and expression. Okay, this is one of my, did that work? No.
Let's see. What did you bring?
This is a track by an artist by the name of Xenia Rubino. This is somebody we met at the LAMC in New York over the summer. Her album's called Magic Tricks. And this one is called Pan y Café.
Pan y Café.
Pan y
Café. Pan y Café.
Pan y
Café. Pan y Café.
Pan y
Café. Pan y Café.
Pan y Café.
Viviendo en pan y cafeína, ya no se puede jugar ahí en el patio. Se robaron los billetes. Alma Celina me dijo que el helado en esta tienda.
Now here's why I like this album. You know, she's an independent artist. This is part of the DIY, the do-it-yourself artist movement, you know, where she's not on a label. She did it herself. She recorded this in her basement. She dropped it off at the table, introduced herself at, well, we were at the LAMC. But I put it on in the hotel room afterwards, you know, when I was kicking back after a long day of listening to all kinds of stuff. It's so different.
This is amazing.
Felix. She has Caribbean roots, but she's also been part of like indie rock scene, so she's perfectly melded this, and I really, really like it because of the way it sounds, but also because she's out there on her own. She doesn't have a label. She's doing all this stuff, and it gets back to the whole idea of Latin alternative. Not that any of the other tracks we played today didn't, but this is really hardcore alternative. This is hardcore self-expression.
I love this.
Oh, and just creative use of language and rhythm.
We picked Campo next, the artist Campo, for the album Campo. And what's this song called?
This is called La Marcha Tropical. This is pretty well-crafted pop music, well-crafted adventurous pop music, smart pop music, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has... Pop doesn't have to mean that you don't have a personality. It has such a personality and an identity, and it's incorporating cumbia and some pretty awesome, some very drawled-out lyrics. It has a lot of personality.
And Juan Capodónico is the artist, and he is a prolific producer. And what he's done is he made an album of his own, under his own name, and he just calls himself Campo. He was nominated for a Grammy this year, which was a big deal for him and a big deal for the type of music that he's making. And, you know, it's something that I heard, and it, of course, doesn't sound very different from the last track that Felix liked, but it's still part of the whole wide scene of stuff that really made an impression this year.
Thank you. love Café Tacuba so much. Just hearing Rubén Albarrán's voice, and it's interesting because Rubén Albarrán's voice is very nasal and could be really annoying, but
I know a lot of people who don't like the band specifically because of his vocals.
I hear Rubén Albarrán and I get in a good mood.
Right.
And I love this album. It's their first album in a while. It's a beautiful album. I spoke to my friend Ernesto Lechner, who is the co-host of The Latin Alternative, and he was telling me that this is a band that no longer has anything to prove. And you can tell, and that's a really healthy place to be as a band. Because you get to just experiment and do your thing, which is what Café Tacuba has always done. They've always not cared about what anyone thinks, and that it makes them who they are.
You know, and this is also the band that's been around the longest all the picks that we selected today. You know, there have been highs and lows with this band. There have been peaks and valleys. Some records work better than others. Some tracks were really strong. Others didn't work for me personally. But this album is, from beginning to end, one of their best albums, if not the best. And I think it's because, again, closing the show with another Felix theory.
Uh-oh.
It's because, like you said, they have nothing left to prove.
Well, Ernesto said it.
Okay. As Ernesto says, they have nothing left to prove. But also, it's like, again, there's that maturity.
Yeah.
They took some time off. And as they told us in an interview when we had them as guest DJs, that they came back together and they realized and understood that, you know, the magic with those musicians, when they're in the same room, it really is one of a kind. And that's where they get their inspiration from. That's what is the source of all of their expression.
Yeah.
And it came together in this album in a way that I think it hadn't come in any of their previous records.
This was a good show.
It was fun. It was fun. It was a great year.
See you in two... Is this going to be the last show we do this year?
We have one more. No, we don't. We have two more shows. We have the listeners' picks next week.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to do our special holiday show at the end of the year.
Oh, and I want to tell listeners to send us your favorite songs of 2012, favorite albums. You can write to us at altlatino@npr.org or just leave it on our Facebook page. Contact us by Twitter. And guys, remember, you know, people get really passionate about these lists. These are just our favorites. And we want to hear about your favorites. It's all very subjective. You know, there's a lot of good music out there. That's what makes our job so delightful.
And hard sometimes to try to narrow it down. I want to remind you again that you can also listen to us on Alt Latino Radio. and you can find that at npr.org/Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this has been Alt Latino.